This goes to Dr. Janu, J-I-N-U, fax 989-775-1640, regarding Susan Loomis, L-O-O-M-I-S, date of birth 8-2-1978. Dear Dr. Janu, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Loomis with stage 3B chronic kidney disease. She has been seen through this practice from August of 2019 through October of 2021. And then she had difficulty with follow-up and then requested a follow-up visit, again, due to increased creatinine levels. She also reports that she'll be going to see a gastroenterologist at University of Michigan Ann Arbor in September of this year for elevated liver enzymes, and she's looking forward to that consultation. Currently, she has no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. She does have chronic dyspnea on exertion, and she uses inhalers with relief. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No incontinence, no edema. Medications, she's on albuterol inhaler, 2 inhalations every 4 hours as needed. Provera, 10 milligram daily. Cymbalta, 30 milligram daily. Pepcid, 20 milligram twice a day. Tylenol, 500 milligram up to 3 times a day as needed for pain. Gabapentin is 300 milligram 3 times a day. Effexor XR, 150 milligram daily. Omeprazole, 40 milligram twice a day. Hydroxyzine is 25 milligram at bedtime. Xanaflex, 4 milligram twice a day. Amitriptyline is 50 milligram at bedtime. Verapamil, 1 tablet twice a day. Physical exam, weight 225 pounds, blood pressure 130/86. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 13th of 2024. Creatinine is stable at 1.57. Estimated GFR is 41. Intact parathyroid hormone is 120.3. Phosphorus is 4.2. 24-hour, we have a creatinine 24-hour urine for creatinine clearance done 6/15 of 24, and that was 64, slightly lower than normal. And 12/5 of 23 was the last hemoglobin, 13.4 with the normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We're going to have the patient continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. 2, history of recurrent UTIs, and the patient is followed for this by Dr. Witzke, W-I-T-Z-K-E. And 3, chronic back pain, currently on multiple medications to control that. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.